Recently, some members or those who come to church came and asked me a question that I have been asked before. Pastor, is Christmas biblical? Now, I know that we always been in the Christian world, we've been celebrating Christmas for a long time. And yet, that question made me read more and go back into history. Even though millions of people who call themselves Christian and others of other religions or not religious at all will be or are celebrating Christmas, is it biblical? For many countries, Christmas is the single largest annual economic stimulus. Christmas is considered to be the most celebrated event in the world today, but it has become almost impossible to understand what Christmas is all about. After all, millions, or rather billions of dollars are spent every year on activities, gifts, food, entertainment, etc. It is estimated that consumers spend over, what would you think, $52 billion a year. I went to check what the word Christmas meant to many. And I looked for Christmas facts. And the result was a little paper that I've got here that says Christmas facts. And I'm going to read them to you. Christmas is games. Christmas tree, Christmas puzzles, Christmas quotes, Santa Claus, Christmas fun, Christmas recipes, Christmas movies, Christmas coloring sheets, Christmas words search, Christmas customs, Christmas drink recipes, Christmas gift ideas, Christmas decorations, Christmas traditions, Christmas quiz, classic Christmas carols, Christmas jokes, Christmas crafts, Merry Christmas, Christmas poems, Christmas stories, Christmas plays. And that is the end of the meaning of what Christmas is or Christmas fact. And I didn't see Christ in there. I didn't see anything to say that we are celebrating Christmas because of why and what. Even though Christmas or Christians and Christian churches and leaders have for a long time promoted and practiced Christmas, most did not and do not understand why they do it and what all the symbols are and where they come from. For example, what does an overweight man in a red suit in a sleigh pulled by flying a reindeer going from one city to another and from one home to another to deliver gifts and stuff to children and adults have to do with Jesus Christ's birth? And then you check and you look what this came from. And what about Christmas tree? Decorations, greeting cards, candles, and gifts. What do all these have to do with the birth of Christ? No, my name is not Scrooge, and my aim is not to ruin your Christmas. And yet, the scriptures state that God is to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. But the truth of the matter is that Christmas cannot be found in the Bible as it is presented today. There is no command in the Bible to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And I just checked once again to make sure that we understand what this means. So I came to the conclusion, and you have come, I'm sure, to the conclusion that Christmas is not biblical. And nowhere in the Bible is there a single example of someone observing or celebrating Christmas. It was about 300 years later that people started celebrating both the birth of Jesus Christ. There was a time that the Catholic Church forbade the celebration of Christmas for a short period of time. And there was a time that there was a country that it was forbidden to celebrate Christmas because they felt it was not biblical. The Bible does not even give us the month, let alone the day of the birth of Christ. He was likely born in the fall, not in the winter. Well, I don't know if you've seen shepherds. Can you imagine in the middle of the winter? Now, even in Jerusalem or in that land, in that area, winters can be very severe. It even snows. So it wasn't the last days of December that Jesus was born. So where then does Christmas come from, you may ask? Well, most of the Christmas customs come from ancient pagan religions and not from the Bible. And I went to the Encyclopedia Britannica first and then the book, the World Book Encyclopedia for some explanation of what Christmas is. 11th edition, volume 24, page 231 explains this way in Encyclopedia Britannica. Christmas is a contraction for Christ's Mass, quote-unquote, a Roman Catholic observance designed as a compromise with the heathen Roman feast of Saturnalia. The Saturnalia was a seven-day festival in honor of the deity Saturn. It began on December 17 at the Saturnalia. All classes exchanged gifts, the commonest being wax tapers, candles, and clay dolls. These dolls were especially given to children. Varro thought these dolls represented original sacrifices of human beings to the infernal god. This is in Encyclopedia Britannica. Then in the World Book Encyclopedia we read page 416, and it explains it this way. Being that no one knew when the Savior was born, 354, Bishop Liberius of Rome ordered the people to celebrate on December the 25th. He probably chose this date because the people of Rome already observed it as the Feast of Saturn, celebrating the birthday of the sun. Christians honored Christ instead of Saturn as the light of the world. Having read this, then you say, what are we doing? Why are we calling these days Christmas activities? And I have to say this. I come from a background that celebrated Christmas and still celebrate Christmas. I know that back in Greece, we would go from home to home singing all during the night, the carols, if you wish, from our church. And Christmas trees and everything, the whole activity was so important for each one of us. And yet no one took the time to tell us what all this was all about. Here we celebrate. Yes, we have a Christmas lunch and all that. And now at this point I have to say this, that we as born-again believers will use the word Christmas as a cultural thing rather than really saying we are part of that pagan tradition. So then you say, okay then, what should we do? Should we celebrate Christmas? Or is it bad to celebrate the birth of Christ, you may ask? No, not at all. We must celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, not only on December the 25th, but every day. And not only his birth, but his death and resurrection. Think about this. You go to stores, you go to supermarkets, you turn on the radio, and they wishing each other Merry Christmas. At least the radio programs that I listen to during the day, they will be wishing each other Merry Christmas. And yet I know that these people don't believe in God. They've said it so many times that they don't believe in God, in Jesus. And then you'll have churches and believers who would be doing all kinds of activities or festivals or calling them Christmas activities and all kinds of decorations, the nativity scene and all that. And yet the Bible is very clear that no one in the New Testament celebrated Christmas. They didn't even know when Jesus was really born because it's not recorded in the Bible. They knew that Jesus was 33 years old. He was born in that city, in that village, and yet Jesus never said, let me celebrate my birthday. Now, if we were to celebrate Christmas, really, we should sit down and say, okay, now when Jesus was born, what kind of gifts came to him? Where was he born? What kind of celebrations were there? And if you ask me, I would say the best way of celebrating would be to deprive ourselves from our nice homes, and to deprive ourselves from the nice foods, and to deprive ourselves from all these festivals and festivities, and say, okay, now I'm remembering the birth of Jesus Christ. You say, well, the same thing is happening with Easter. Well, come Easter, we'll talk about that. But today, I'm talking to you about this thing which is called Christmas and yet has nothing to do with Christ. Some people said in the past that we should put Christ back into Christmas. And I used that. And some people complained about Xmas. And I used that too. But now, looking back, well, actually, Christ was never in Christmas. There is no indication at all that the celebrations of Christmas are biblical, come from the Bible, and the disciples celebrated and even mentioned it. So I said, my name is not Scrooge, and yet for some of you I may sound like a Scrooge. Those who will be listening on the internet or our website may think I'm a Scrooge, but I would rather be called Scrooge than disobey God and not tell you what I believe the Bible says. Christmas. Christmas is fine. We'll be getting together to have lunch this year. Well, Christmas, let's call it the birth of Jesus Christ, is very important. In Armenian, Christmas is called Zenunt, which means birth. In Greek, it's Christugera, which means the birth of Christ. Has nothing to do with a mass for Christ. And yet, am I picking now on the word Christmas or the whole thing as it has become? Do you realize that even though we spend, or people spend, over $52 billion during Christmas, there are more unhappy people, people who are depressed, people who go hungry, people who will become depressed because all others have everything they need and they have nothing, not even someone to talk to them. So Christmas becomes very, very self-serving for those who want to have everything, and it becomes very painful to those who have nothing. If we as a church really wanted to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we should have put Christ's birth and his life, the cross and resurrection, together. Because Jesus came not to be celebrated as a king, but to be the Savior of the world. And we have another 3 or 4 weeks to go. And during these 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, please remember that what we are celebrating is a festival. What we are celebrating is a tradition. What we are celebrating is something that makes people happy or oppresses people, but has very little to do with the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. If it had something to do, and if that's what we were celebrating, then Christ's name would have been mentioned in this list I read to you. There's a long list of 20 things, and yet not one thing refers to the birth of Jesus Christ. You can't even use the name anymore. You can't go to a store and greet someone and say Merry Christmas, because that's not politically correct. Well, it wasn't politically correct for Jesus to come and tell the priests and the scribes and the Pharisees what they were doing was hypocritical and call them hypocrites. It wasn't politically correct for the disciples to say to their own people that the Messiah has come and they should repent from their sins. It wasn't politically correct for John the Baptist baptizing people and then going to the highest authority and say he was committing adultery. He lost his head for telling the truth. We don't, just because over 2 billion or 3 billion people celebrate Christmas, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it, I should say, biblical. Just because someone said, just because 50,000 people believe in a foolish thing, it doesn't make that foolish thing any smarter. It's still a foolish thing. Yes, we cannot go around and say, you know what, you are not a Christian because you're celebrating Christmas. But we can really then share the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. But can we honestly say that God is pleased with the way the world and most Christians celebrate Christmas? Now, let's ask that question to ourselves. Is Christ pleased? Is God pleased when we put everything before, ahead of God, ahead of Christ? If everything becomes more important than his birth, life, death and resurrection. Do we really know what we are doing, or are we following the culture of the world? And again, the culture of the world is what we have. We are in the middle of this culture. And yet, cultures may change, but circumstances don't. Jesus came he didn't have any phones, he didn't have all these luxuries we have, and yet he did not adopt and he did not become politically correct with the culture of those days, in those days. The Bible says, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? 2 Corinthians 6:14. Now, when I look at this verse and I start thinking and praying about it, it says, what do we, people of who claim to be believers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? What do I have with a person who does not believe in Jesus, who does not believe in God, who does not believe in anything, but he celebrates Christmas? Do I feel comfortable? Well, I don't hate him. I love him. But I would at least take time to explain to him what he is really celebrating. And if he wants to really to accept that, then let him celebrate. If he doesn't, and he says, oh, it's only a tradition, it's only a culture, then let him celebrate. I mean, we can put up, if you want to put up a tree in your garden and put lights during March, April, June, July, August, whenever you want, and say, well, beautiful tree, that's fine, it's not sin. But when you put it up, Christmas, and say, this is Christmas, oh, Christmas tree, we're celebrating the tree, we're singing about the Santa Claus, and yet where is Jesus? We should be different. The act itself may not be that terrible. Giving gifts is not terrible. Cooking nice meals is not bad. Putting up a tree or decorating your room is not bad. And yet, see why you're doing it and what it stands for. These are some of the things we have to deal with. We are and we will continue celebrating God's love for the human race. I just wanted to say this. We are and will continue celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. We are and will continue celebrating the life of Jesus Christ. We are and will continue remembering the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And yes, we are and will continue celebrating his resurrection. I'm not saying that we should not celebrate the life of Christ, but let's understand that this pagan culture has robbed us completely from the biblical understanding of the life of Jesus Christ. We must continue celebrating the birth, death, resurrection of Christ, but let our celebrations be based on the Word of God and not on pagan and unbiblical traditions. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you so much for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. Father, if I've said anything that was wrong and not according to your will, please erase it from our mind. But I'm sure you have spoken to each one of us. Help us to receive your words. Understand them and put them into practice. In your blessed name I pray, amen.